Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I'm Chris Russell in for Chad Dukes. Dukes back tomorrow from this Thanksgiving weekend. What are you guys all looking at me for? Is Blue Short saying something? There's a couple of light lemonades. Yeah, you gotta be hydrated. I'm sorry. Am I not allowed to drink? I mean, I'm already not allowed to eat. You got to drink. We're going to get into the Nationals later on next hour for the red carpet special, which Grant and Danny will host before the Nats World Series documentary. Dopey Blue Shorts is coming in to take pictures for no reason. But we continue along on this Victory Monday as the Redskins have won two in a row. And we chatted up with my guy Santana Moss, who, of course, is with us. And he joins Chad normally each and every Monday at 4 o'clock. Tana, man, how are you, pal? Been a long time. How you doing?
That ain't the rooster. Was good.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Hope you had a good weekend. Did you go back home, or was it up here? What did we do? Did we fry a turkey? What was the plan?
Well, I had to work, so I was here, man, and family came here, and, I had my traditional, what I call traditional is just, it's more like just, soul food. I had a soul food Thanksgiving meal, which I've always looked forward to. I'm not with the turkey and all that stuff, even though I had some of B. Mitch's turkey at work on Sunday, but, we normally have a chicken and all the extra sides, the macaroni, you name it, all that good stuff. From down south.
You know what I made that you might like? I don't know. You eat a lot healthier than I do, but I made a macaroni and cheese with what's the pasta? Penne pasta, I guess it is.
Oh, yeah, penne pasta, yeah.
With five different cheeses, Tana. Light cream, and check this out. Extra toppings were ground Italian sausage, which I baked in the macaroni and cheese, and then I made a breadcrumb butter type crust topping on it, and then kind of just melted all that together. How about that?
It sounds like you had a Capital grill or something like that, man. You got one of the macaroni dishes.
It was good, man. It was good. There's no doubt about it. Now that we've made everybody hungry, let's get to this. The Redskins have won two in a row. I guess the reaction last week was, whatever. I mean, they won a game against a bad team. This time, they won a game on the road against, I don't want to say a good team because they're not, but they were a hungry team. And at one point this year, the Carolina Panthers were a good team, and they certainly have a good enough defense. Impressive win, yes, but is it a good win in your eyes?
It's a great win in my eyes because right now this team just need anything to hang on to try to, salvage this season. I think with what's going on now, just seeing these guys fighting, that's more than we can ask for. To get wins out of it, that's a huge plus. So I was just looking forward to a good football game. Every week I go in there with no expectations. I say at the end of the day, I want to see these guys fight. I want to see the grit. I want to see that, these guys respect the game enough to say, hey, I appreciate just having this job. So let me go out here and make something of it. And to get a win and watch these guys win in the fashion they did against a team, like you said, that was hungry, against a team that had so much riding on their season trying to make it to the postseason, it was great to see them come away and on the road.
Let me ask it from this perspective, because I'm with you. I agree completely with you. I've been talking about this all day and why it's a great win. People say it's going to hurt their draft pick status. I get it. People are going to say whatever they're going to say about Bruce Allen. I get it. But to me, and I'm curious on your perspective on this, when free agents see great young talent like Dwayne Haskins, Darius Geis, Terry McLaurin, Kelvin Harmon, others on defense, But yet they see that great young talent not only playing well, but winning. That's an exciting enticement to want to go play with those guys. So I think it has inherent value in that regard, right? Winning might hurt you in some ways, but it helps you, I think, attract other players around the league that might be looking for a new home as a free agent. Does it not?
I mean, I think so. I think one of the things that's going to always attract free agents or guys that just, you know, potentially might have a chance to be signed by the Redskins is just what they're going to, you know, be offered, whether it's going to be contract or whether their chances are playing, you name it. So much goes on, and it always varies from, you know, different guys, from each guy. They're going to have their own reasons. But if you're trying to win, and right now this organization hasn't been considered a winning organization in the last few years, you're going to look at some of the keys. And the keys, what you just spoke on, is just having as you can talk about, three guys when you count Steven Sims Jr.
Right.
So with all that being said, and then some of the things I saw on the defense for the last 2 weeks, just seeing the excitement, you know, Monroe making plays, mm-hmm. you know, seeing the Dunbar continue to shine. And then those guys that we pulled up and made the ends, or I'm not saying made them the ends, but, you know, signed them and say, you know, stuck them in there and they made plays for us yesterday in Orchid and Odom. Those guys there gave me some kind of, you know, hope that, like, look, if you have guys sitting around like this and just other guys that still contributing as far as, you know, backups and guys on the offensive side, that gives anyone and even those guys you're going to bring back who are not young hope that, you know, you get the right coach in here with the right system and the right, you know, front office. You get all that stuff handled the way it's supposed to be. It's some great football minds in-house. You can never, you know, imagine what's going to happen next. And I think one thing people fail to realize is that when this thing's all said and done, when this season's over with, you scrap this season and you put it behind you, and then you move on to the next. The next season, everybody starts old and old. So you have a chance to put all that behind you. I've been in part of games or teams where, you know, we had a losing season and went out to the next year and won the division. So you can always erase this stuff by just putting the guys in place, putting the people in the front office in place, and going out there and doing a better job the next season.
Santana Moss with us here on the Fan of the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. You mentioned Steven Sims. He replaced Trey Quinn as a punt returner yesterday when Quinn got knocked out. A, what was your reaction to that particular hit and why that guy wasn't thrown out of the game like Ryan Anderson was? And B, do you think Sims, Tana, is going to be good at the punt return game just because of his blinding speed? Or from your experience, obviously, you know, I think it's a lot harder to field punts than it is, obviously, kickoffs. And I think hands and ball security and awareness, field awareness, is so much more, I guess, is so underrated. It's not just about speed like it might be, say, for a kickoff returner.
Let's just be honest. He's a playmaker. So don't even, I mean, and it's no offense to you, just period. Yeah. You shouldn't ask that question when it comes down to what he can do, rather it's punt return or kick return. And he's a returner, period. If you can return kicks, then punt returning, yes, it might be a little harder, but he showed already. He proved to us in the preseason he can do it. So when it comes down to that, I won't question, can he do it? He showed us he can do it. Now, the thing I'm questioning is, why is he not the guy? And I, no offense to Trey Quinn, I believe he's the guy that if he's there, he's there for a reason. But let's be real with each other. Come on. You know what I mean? If you're trying to make put a guy in a place or the situation that he can help the team, then you're going to lean to a guy like Cam Sims Jr. And I'm not sure if they feel like he's so young, we're not going to give him too much because the way he came in or because of what he has his role already. Who knows? But I just feel like when it comes to playmaking ability, the guy showed he can do it. He's lightning bolt fast. He's the guy that can make those moves that, you know, a lot of guys who had played the position, guys like myself, guys like Antonio Brown, he has the same intangibles. So I just feel like he's due to that position. What reason he's not there, I don't know, but I think that he's already answered that question for us when it comes to can he do it.
And what did you think of that hit non-ejection when Ryan Anderson got ejected and obviously the 15-yard penalty for his infraction?
To be honest with you, when I saw Ryan Anderson's on, I was kind of blown away of the ejection. I understand the penalty because one thing you have to do is make us aware as players that we can't allow these hits. Now, when you talk about the hit, he wasn't trying to do it. He didn't try. He didn't start out to make contact with his helmet. He's a football player. He's a tackler on the defensive side that, hey, this guy is going to put, you know, duck his shoulder pads and put his head down to make a first down effort. So therefore I have to make a play. He tried to make the play. He even turned sideways a little bit and tried to put his shoulder in there. Our helmets collide. That's not my fault. You don't eject him. You give him the penalty because we take that penalty because we understand football. Everybody who's judging or, you know, who put the rules in place, they should be able to see that. Now, when you go to the punt return, that guy there should get injected because, one, you have to give us room, enough room to make the catch. Two, you can't lead with your helmet. He led with his helmet downhill. He didn't get injected, and we don't know why. So the thing I hate about this, we can sit here and talk about it all day, but it's not going to be corrected, man. We see this stuff week after week after week, and the officials making the same mistakes. At the end of the day, what I would be happy with, that those officials that make these wrong calls be reprimanded. They have to sit there and be penalized with their job. You get fined for making a wrong call or judgment because we've seen too many teams fall or too many people be dealt the situation that a guy like Ryan Anderson or someone else of that guy, that nature, as in Trey Quinn, who shouldn't be sitting here looking at that replay and knowing that guy didn't get the same injection that Ryan got.
That's an awesome answer and explanation. All right, one last one for you. I promise, then we'll let you go. Santana Moss with us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. If you were doing a report card on Dwayne Haskins' progress through four starts now and the last two wins and a couple of relief appearances, what grade would you give him?
He's passing. I mean, he's passing. I look at it like that. I don't have no, you know, I say I go back in the day when you was in elementary and they didn't give A's, B's, or C's yet. They was giving you you know, things of letters. You know what I mean? So I would say satisfactory. You know what I mean? I would give him a satisfactory grade. I'm satisfied with what I see at this point because I understand the situation. I understand the circumstance. I understand even the reason why some of the coaches might not have wanted him to play right now. You know what I mean? I see all that. I'm a receiver, so I watch very closely some of the things that I'm seeing. But at the same time, you got to give him E for effort, you know, because I do believe he went out there, and especially with these two wins, gave it his all. Did some things great and still need some work on some things, but you can see the progress from week to week. I saw 2 weeks ago where he missed guys, and you can blame it on the win, you can blame it on his wrist, you can blame it on whatever. He missed them. Then I saw this week, he was accurate as crap at times. At some time, he's putting balls in places where guys could just make the catch by themselves and not have to be bothered when making these catches. Some of those balls was dropped, so it's not his fault. So you can see that he's working on his game. And being this young, I say it all the time, I don't take for granted youth because I understand what it's like to be in this league and be put in a situation and say, go out there and play. If you don't have it, if you're not really ready to go out there and be yourself or be the guy you're going to become in your career as a pro football player, then you have to give those guys time. And I feel like right now this is the best time for him to get all this stuff, you know, handled now. So come next season, he can be clicking on all cylinders.
Santana, always good to catch up with you, pal. See you real soon. Great answers and great, you know, analysis, of course. And let's make it 3 in a row in Green Bay.
Let's do it. Take care, buddy.
There you go. Santana Moss with us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline right here. Chad Dukes versus the world. I'm Chris Russell in for Dukes. Back in a flash.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On this Victory Monday, December the 2nd, 2019, Dwayne Haskins has played in, has started in four NFL games now. Dwayne Haskins has started in four NFL games. He relieved Case Keenum in two others. I can't judge anybody really on that. I mean, certainly not a rookie, right? I mean, then, you know, it's just, honestly, it's completely unfair. Completely unfair. Even you would say his first start might be completely unfair because he didn't truly know that he was going to start that game until late in the week, even though we all knew that he was going to start the game. Maybe he knew earlier than we officially knew, but, you know, with a concussion and all that stuff and what Callahan was saying and the fact that Case Keenum was the starter, you know, plus at Buffalo in a win, top five defense, really hard spot. But at Buffalo, the Jets after the bye, Lions, first win, Panthers, second win. That's his first road win as well. Not his first road start, first road win. So he's 2-2 as a starter. And I understand that not everybody likes the whole wins and losses things as a quarterback. He's 2-2 as a starter, and overall, and again, this includes the two relief appearances, he's 72 of 133, 801 passing yards, a 54.1% completion rate, eef, a 6.0 yards per attempt, two passing touchdowns, six interceptions, 22 sacks on 155 dropbacks, and a 58.5 rating. Landfill was telling me his Landfill, the QBR thing, is that an ESPN thing, right? Is that an ESPN? So what'd you say? It was a 9-point something or other? 9.7. His passer rating yesterday, according to NFL GSIS, was a 69. Nice. So you have that. You have that. You have all of those raw numbers. You have a 2-2 record. You have a rookie. You don't have a lot of talent around him. Stop. Stop, Brock. How would you grade Dwayne Haskins? He seemingly, by every account, by your own eyes, by Bill Callahan, what he just told you earlier today on The Fan, what Hoffman has seen, what I've seen, what Grant has seen, what everyone at the station has seen, what film breakdown people have seen, Mark Bullock of The Athletic, what we've all seen is that Dwayne Haskins has made considerable progress in the areas that you cannot statistically measure. Footwork, mechanics, pocket presence, running the offense in and out of the huddle. I mean, it's not a gong show. It's not like they're yesterday, no false starts. They always have false starts. I mean, again, he's getting sacked way too often. Some of those are not on him. I mean, Adrian Peterson, again, you know, was like, ole, on the second play of the game yesterday. Not all of that is on him. He's had drops that he could have had big gains and more yards. How would you grade out Dwayne Haskins through four starts and six games? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Give me your report card grade on Dwayne Haskins. Santana says satisfactory. You can do A through F, you can do satisfactory, unsatisfactory. You can do whatever system and terminology you want to use. I'll give you my grades coming up next on The Fan after Earl Forsey. The red carpet with Grant and Danny. But I will have some Nationals news for you. You'll want to stay tuned for that. As well, I've been also mentioning, I think I've mentioned it once or twice, Pro Football Focus. Some of you use it, some of you like it, some of you hate it, whatever. I'm not saying I always agree with their reports and their grading, but it is what it is. They know more about football than I do, and I'm just passing along the information, and I use it how I want to use it, just like you should. Did you know who was the highest graded player for the Washington Redskins yesterday with a minimum of 25 snaps? Landfill, you have any guesses?
I think it was Eric Flowers.
That's good. He was the fifth highest overall, fourth highest with 25-plus snaps. The highest graded Redskins player, duh, no surprise, overall, Darius Geis, a 90.9. But he only had 19 snaps. 7 pass, 10 run, 1 pass block, 1 run block. Dwayne Haskins was the highest graded Redskins player per profootballfocus.com. 64 snaps, 35 passing plays, 2 run, and 27 in run. An 85.4. He had an 86.0 passing grade. An 86.0 passing grade. Now, you might say, well, how could that be? His numbers were so pedestrian, so average. I don't know how they grade everything out, okay? But what they do, just quick synopsis. They do not charge a quarterback for a drop pass, nor should they, right? If their judgment was that the pass should, like the ball to Sprinkle on that mad scramble that Sprinkle's got to catch that. Should have been a 23-yard gain. They don't charge quarterbacks with drops. Listen, I don't know if I agree with an 86 out of 100 passing grade yesterday. I think that's too generous. You know, clearly he's not being blamed for a lot of the sacks by Pro Football Focus. That's okay. I mean, we can have reasonable disagreements. I just think it's pretty interesting how a quarterback could get an 85.4 out of 100 grade when he had a QBR of 9, a passer rating of 69, and he was what? 13 of 25? Is that what he was? I took my numbers off my screen for a second to look that up on Pro Football Focus. He was 13 of 25. .147, no touchdowns, no picks, and a 69.9 rating. I mean, again, like I'm willing to say the numbers weren't as good as his performance. Got it. I don't know if it's like the highest graded player thing based on 25 plus snaps. Reasonable minds disagree. What about you? What grade do you give Dwayne Haskins through 4 starts and 6 appearances? Let's go to our buddy Kev in Arlington. What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Hey, Brewster. I'm doing well.
Thanks for hanging in there, pal.
Yeah, man. Well, it kind of points out your point about metrics. You know, they're not sacrosanct.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, the divergence in the different metrics you presented. But I can only go on my eyeball test metric. And we chatted after the contest last night on The Fan. And I go back to, I want to look at week-to-week progression, particularly as a starting quarterback. And had it not been for his late-game heroics in the Lions game, save the selfie moment, that would have been a D-minus. He was sailing many balls. He had a pick. He had a fumble, lost. You know, it wasn't his best outing until he showed real chutzpah and that he had memory loss, that he didn't dwell on his earlier mistakes in getting us those two scoring drives that got us the win over the Lions. But yesterday, you know, there were no turnovers. He was much more accurate, sailed fewer passes, got out of trouble on that one play you're talking about, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And Sprinkle, of course, dropped the ball. But and there were other passes dropped. So I think overall, you know, I would say that he was probably a solid B to a B minus yesterday. Had he had touchdown passes, dare I say, he might have gotten into the A minus territory.
Yeah. See, to me, the only thing that you know, I guess bothered me a little bit about yesterday is they had that back to back sequence in the red zone when I think they were down 14-0, maybe it was 14-3, I can't remember, Kev, where back-to-back passes, he, I think, led Terry McLaurin out of the end zone a little bit too high, too hard, too far, and then on the next play, and I know everybody's saying that this was a great decision, he put it only where Kelvin, I got that he put it only where Kelvin Harmon could get it, and I guess that's better than a turnover, I'm not saying that, but I need him to find a way to pull the string to get that just a little bit more down, just like some of those passes against Detroit. I mean, we could play this game forever. I mean, ultimately, we could talk about how close he was and how just, you know, if he just does this, well, ultimately, he's going to have to start doing that in order for them to win a lot of games.
Without a question, and he has been high, as you've been pointing out, and I've been pointing out, but I would say that on that first one to McLaurin, I mean, it's amazing he got the ball off in the first place. He got stuck on that. And, yeah, it was a little high, and he was a foot out of bounds. It was too bad. I think if the pass protection had been there, it would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, that's
but
fair
whatever.
Point.
The other thing I just want to say about running, because I originally called to talk about, you know, your question, do they run too much or whatever, and all that debate. What I would like to say is if you look at the league statistics today as to who are the top two teams in the NFL that run the ball, oh, coincidentally, the 49ers and the Ravens,
yep,
where everybody thinks there's a potential Super Bowl preview. You've got to be able to run the ball. And I agree with you, with our team, with our lack of weapons, with our young quarterback, with our inability to pass protect, we sure as hell better be committing to the run and not getting away from it. Jay Gruden, take note.
Absolutely. Well said, Kevin, as always. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it. Back in a flash right here. Chad Dukes versus the world on the Fan. Six interceptions, high on a lot of throws, certainly didn't get helped out. I got it. I understand. If you just measure him by statistics, Dwayne Haskins is not performing good. But the reason why I give him a C+, and I was tempted to maybe do a B-, was because the same reason why I kept saying he's not ready, 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 and that was logic, and also what I was hearing, which was, as you guys should know better and know by now, there is so much more that goes into the quarterback position than just throwing the ball around the yard, than just what you see on game day. So much more. Footwork, mechanics, arm slot, release, vision, blitz identification, hot reads, slide, audible, checks, all of that stuff. You know, film, diagnosing, getting in and out of the huddle, the playbook, the terminology, being able to lead, organize, all of that stuff. All of that stuff is where he wasn't ready. Now that he's playing, you can see, while it's still not a perfect operation, it's a much better operation than it was, let's just say, in Minnesota. Second half, and I would argue it was much better yesterday than his first start against Buffalo, and that wasn't bad. But I think Dwayne Haskins is making progress in the areas that are really hard to measure. Is he there yet? No. Does he have a ways to go yet? Yes. But I think he's making progress. I think everybody can tell that. I hope. Unless you just look at the raw numbers. But that being said, and even though I mentioned He was the top-graded offensive player, minimum 25 snaps, on the Redskins via Pro Football Focus yesterday. And even though I disagree with some of that, I also have to point out that I can't give him more than a C-plus overall, because ultimately, doesn't matter whose fault it was or whatever the situation is, you got to perform better than he's performed, ultimately. And in order for the Redskins to turn the corner and take the next step, that's what has to happen. Let's go to Brian in Fairfax real quickly here before the top of the hour. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for my call. Appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Okay, I am going to be a little bit negative, and I'm going to give him a grade of a D for yesterday's
right.
performance. And the
right.
reason being, because the statistics show a lot. The raw statistics, you know, they do mean a lot. They mean completions and when you're barely over 50% in a game that people are calling his best game, is not that great. And I'm telling you, it's not just about his performance on the field. I still can't get over the fact that in his news conference he said, when Hoffman asked that question about, you know, how does it feel to hand off the ball to Geis and see him do what he does, he has to say, well, yeah, I challenged my guys to do that, and, you know, and this is what they did. He's still trying to take credit for handing the ball off to these guys. And the thing is, he's still, you know, overthrowing wide open receivers. He did have a lot of drops. I'll give him that. And I will say it was his probably best game, but I don't see his leadership qualities getting the whole team behind him at this point. And he needs to learn to just keep quiet in his news conference and just give the credit to where the credit is due to his runners.
I would say this, Brian. He's got some maturing to do in that area. There's no doubt you're on the right track. I think we've talked about this before. He needs to be more 42 than he is, which is 22.
Exactly.
And sorry, I had to catch up. He needs to act like maybe not 42, 32. That's what he needs. Because that stuff does annoy people if you say it after bad losses and when things are unraveling. It worked. It was cute and charming when RG3 was doing it all. As soon as things started unraveling, it wasn't so cute anymore. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. So you just got a D. I gave him a C+. What say you? What report card grade do you give Dwayne Haskins through 4 starts, 6 games on the Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.